Welcome, everybody, to a podcast about socks. I'm Miles Allen here with Cole Hansen, and you're about to get all the advice you need with your stock money.
Hours.
All right. So, now we're here with Cole. Cole, still doing good?
Yep, still doing good.
Still doing good? All right, cool. Tell me about holiday season and how it may or may not have affected some certain stocks of some certain companies. Go.
Well, some things that happened were Apple and Tesla, they've gone up over the season, probably because of all those phones and cars that are being bought for all those Christmas presents and whatnot, but... Just Disney.
Well, sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties there, but we're back up now. That's the important thing. Okay, you may continue, Cole.
So, all right. Well, Disney actually didn't do very well over the break, even with their new Star Wars movie coming out. Their stock actually went down. Maybe it's because their movie didn't perform as well. I don't know. I looked at the reviews a while ago, and they didn't do very well on that Rotten Tomatoes. What do you think of that movie?
I thought the movie was okay. I thought it could have been a little bit better, but my expectations were kind of low, and I thought it was better than I thought it would be.
Same
but what way. about Disney Plus? Did Disney Plus have any effect on Disney stock?
Well, for one thing, their Prime show, their biggest thing that everyone watched, everyone got the service for, The Mandalorian, that ended over break, so a bunch of people just canceled their Disney Plus subscriptions.
Oh man, I've never been more mad in my life than when I woke up on Friday morning to not see a new episode of The Mandalorian.
Ugh, so sad.
I mean, I tell you, I'm not even kidding, I was so mad. I was literally about to just stop paying Disney Plus because it made me angry.
And that's what a lot of people did. So, their stock is doing fine right now, but it's gone down over break.
Which seems surprising, but I mean, hey, I guess that makes sense if no one's watching Disney Plus like we think they are. Okay, see, but here's the thing, though. I actually do really like The Mandalorian. They can't just put us into the trap and then say they're going to have a new episode every Friday, and then one Friday, all of a sudden, they... Sorry, we had to cut that off. We had a little bit of a rant going there. But now, back to you, Cole. You have more to talk about, and I won't interrupt you anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe let's talk post-holiday season. What are some of the biggest changes?
Yeah, have any of you seen all those comments about World War III? Well, we attacked Iran, and so what's happening now is the stock market's suffering for it. I mean... I would expect this to be a much bigger impact, but it's still a pretty big impact. The Dow's gone down about 0.83%, which is a pretty large amount for one day. So that was a really big impact. A lot of stocks went down. Everyone lost stuff that day. But the plan is you just gotta ride it out if you're an investor, and if you're a trader, then you gotta take advantage. Buy those stocks now and trade them while they're up, and then sell them then.
Oh, hello there. We're going to pause this podcast really quick and pay the bills really fast with our sponsor. This episode of this podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. The best way to get tickets for games, concerts, anything that you might need to get tickets for. And if you use code POD, like this podcast, use code POD, you get 15% off of your first purchase. Hi, we're back.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, so we're back. Sorry, we had to pay the bills there with that ad really quick. Over to Pat McAfee. All right, so now we're back with Cole Hansen, stock market expert. So Cole, tell me, what are some stocks that you have your eye on right now that are definitely improving?
One of those is Tesla, as I mentioned earlier. Over the holidays, it went up a ton. Like, do you remember way back in like November when that whole incident with the steel ball smashing the window of the truck? Do you remember that?
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, when I saw that, I bought the stock immediately. You see, it was just a short-term loss.
And then it just kept going up.
Yep, that's what it did.
Guess that makes sense. I mean, nowhere to go but up, right?
Right.
All right, now, Cole, tell me something. If I'm in the stock market and I'm brand new and I don't have any knowledge, which I don't, but I'm not saying that's me. If there's one stock that you think could just take off at any moment in time and I could just gain so much from, which one would it be and why?
Boy, that's risky. One of those stocks, you're going to have to be really careful about stocks that just take off. Those ones are tough because a lot of those are penny stocks or stocks that are volatile. But if there was one that I would pick, but I would be very careful, I would watch it closely, it would be Beyond Meat. So Beyond Meat is a vegan burger stock. And so no one else has any stock. And it's a new industry for all these vegetarians and vegans that I can't side with, but the stock makes money, so.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that concludes this episode of the podcast. Cole, thank you for being here, man.
You're welcome, Miles.
Giving not just me all this information, but all the listeners as well. So kids, stay out of trouble and make good decisions in life. Until next time.